Brachos perk dal Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana hayom spa b'chnisas ala beis ha-medrash b'tziyas ha-tefila k'tzar. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana was one of the greatest Tanoim. He's not mentioned a lot in Shas, in Mishnayis, but he was known as the Rosh HaMekubalim, the head of all the Mekubalim, that even Rabbi Akiva, who is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's Rabbi, and Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer, used to go and hear Shiurim from him. So he was a very, very great Tano. So he, when he used to go into the base of Medrash, and when he left, so he had the tefillah katzar, he had a short tefillah. So, and he did it right when he entered. Amru lo, so his Tamidim said to him, Ma makom le tefillah zo. They said to him, what's the nature, like the Rav explains, for this tefillah? So they were only asking about the knisah, so that's what the Tosis Anshe Shem is medayik, tefillah zo, this tefillah. So it means they were asking him specifically what the nature of the tefillah of entering the Beis HaMedrash. And the reason that they were bothered was either you could say, like the Rishon Letzion, they were bothered that a person has a makam kavua, and he was davening right when he entered the Beis HaMedrash. So why was he davening, and what was he davening? Or you can say, like the Tosis Anshe Shem, that a person should not stand right by the doorway. He should, when he davens Shemona Esrei, when he enters, he should walk far away enough from the doorway when he enters the shul, that it's enough of the space of two doors. So, and he obviously didn't do that. He just davened right there. So Amar Lohem, he said back to his Talmidim, Bechnisasi ani mispal shalotera takala al yadi. When I enter the Beis Medrash, I daven that I do not cause a stumbling block for others, that shlotera takala al yadi means that a takala does not come about, a stumbling block to others, whether I'm making them mess up in halacha, I teach them the wrong thing, whatever it is, doesn't come back through my hands, through me. And when I leave the Beis HaMedrash, I'm giving hodah takarash baruchu on my chelek. So the Tiferes Yisrael explains that this Mishnah is coming right after the previous Mishnah, because the previous Mishnah is talking about, you know, the times of davening Shemona Esrei. And now the next thing a person should do after he davens Shemona Esrei is go Michayel L'chayel, like the Gemara says, go to the Beis Medrash. It's a tremendous thing to go from Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMedrash. And the important thing, Reb Nechunya ben Akana is teaching us, the tefillah of going in, so we have in the beginning, if you look in the beginning of the Gemara, many of us say this, is Yehi Ratzon that Shelo Yeredvar Takal Yadi, Velo Echshar Bedvar Halacha. And one of the biggest nekudas is V'yismuhu Bi Chaverai, and I should be happy with them, and they should be happy with me. So, Reb Nechunya ben Akana, this whole tefillah of Reb Nechunya ben Akana is that the person should realize the importance, first the importance of Torah, and that Torah is everything, and the midas that a person has, that he's happy when another person is successful in Torah, that is a direct relationship with the Torah himself, the Torah itself that he's learning, and the Torah itself that he's learning has a tremendous impact, not just an impact, but it is what creates the world and continues to sustain the world. Interestingly enough, there's the Chalban is a beautiful sefer, and Tal Lechaim is a sefer on Ana B'Koach, which is a tefillah we say before Lechadod, we say before Sfiras HaOmer, we say before a lot of things. And that tefillah of Ana B'Koach was also written by Reb Nechunya ben Akana. And one of the main points that he brings up is that he actually brings up Chanukah. It's very nice that it's Chanukah time. That Reb Nechunya ben Akana, there are two parts to this tefillah. So the Knisos, when he enters, is the chashivas of Torah and the realization that the person's midas has a direct effect on Torah. And when he leaves the Beis HaMedrash, the hodah, which is Chanukah also, but it's the hodah on something that we don't see. Because the whole thing with the Yevanim is everything is measured, that they didn't understand the world, all the Greek philosophy and science and everything like that was all on everything that's measured, but things that are not measured, they could not stand. And in Torah, it's everything that you don't see, that the eye doesn't see, is where all the greatness is. And Reb Nechunya ben Akana was dafka thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, that's what we say,
we get reward, we go to Olam Haba, they go to Be'er Shachas, all these things that the eyes can't see, that are not tangible, but are everything that we do everything for.